Welcome to Becoming Limitless. This is the podcast for entrepreneurs who want to optimize their brain and their body with biohacking. I'm going to teach you how to eliminate brain fog and upgrade your health so you can have more productivity, energy, and growth in your business. I'm your host, Tanessa Shears. Let's jump in. Welcome back to the Becoming Limitless podcast. How has your week been? I hope it's been great. Honestly, I have been hitting my stride lately. You know when you get in those like flows and everything's just going well? I mean, workouts are going well, sleep's going well, food's going well. And I love when this happens. And the real change for me has been around exercise. Like, I've always exercised and I've loved it. I mean, it's a labor. I've learned to love it as well. But like, I feel like I found... what I love. You know that feeling when you just really love what you're doing? Because when I started working out, like, it was all about how I looked. And if you didn't know this, like, I competed in bodybuilding competitions in 2013? Long time ago now. But like, it was all about, are my delts symmetrical? Is my butt big enough? Are my quads proportionate to my hamstrings? Like, that was the whole game, right? You were always judged on the aesthetic. And so I was really hyper-focused on how I looked. And after I moved through that phase, I became really invested on not how I look, to how much I can lift. And I got super into powerlifting. I think at one time I was like deadlifting like 225 pounds and I got it for 3 reps and I felt like a beast at that point. And that was so much fun, was just finding the edges of my strength. And I was strong, like lots of pull-ups, bench press, deadlifts, squats. I was totally about living in that powerlifter life. But then kids happened, right? And I mean, you're pregnant for a while, and then you're recovering, and you just get your groove back, and then I got pregnant again. And so now my priorities have shifted so much. And while, you know, it's kind of cool, like what I can lift, I don't do anything like what I used to do. And while, you know, looking good is fun, I find now working out is so much more about how I feel, about how it sets me up for my day, about how this I can change my state just by moving my body. Like, exercise has really been something that has fundamentally helped me through so many different phases of my life, relationships through my life. And so today specifically, this is why I kind of want to talk about strength training, because that has been the backbone and the fundamental of what has carried me through. I love strength training, but there's always so many questions around it. Like, should I split my workouts up into chest and then back and then legs? How many should I do? How long does it need to be? How many reps should I do? And there's so many questions. But what I want to do is I want to give you a little bit of insight and can help you break this down. Because just as a little bit of a background, if you didn't know this about me, I actually graduated from Simon Fraser University with a Bachelor's of Science in Biomedical Physiology and Kinesiology. And yes, that is a mouthful to say, but I learned all about the structures, the human body, how it works together, the systems, the muscles, all of that. However, what you learn in school does not mean you know anything in real life, if you've ever been through any type of practical program like that. So as soon as I was in my third and fourth year of university, then I started becoming a personal trainer. I was in group fit and I was doing all of that kind of stuff. And so I have actually been teaching fitness since 2008. I became a personal trainer in 2010, opened a business as a personal trainer in 2014. And during those first years, I actually taught at Vancouver's #1 fitness college for people who want to become personal trainers. Like, I taught the weightlifting course. I taught the course on how to become a personal trainer. Like, it was the second in a series of 3 courses. And so I love strength training. I understand it deeply. I have gotten results from it over the years. I have built a large amount of muscle when I was really focused on it. So I would say kind of this is an area that I can definitely speak on. Although I will say this, like, fitness, you can do 100 different ways. So the way I'm going to be telling you today was what I have learned in school and then practiced in real life and then taught at the college. It is what has worked for me to build a pretty substantial amount of muscle as a woman. And when I was in my, you know, powerlifting days, bodybuilding days, and also, you know, now just seeing what gets results, what is the minimum effective dose, right? It's what I've done with clients. Like, I've been a personal trainer longer than almost anything else. Underneath the health consultant and the sleep and the nutrition, like, fundamentally at heart, like, I started in fitness, right? And I wasn't always like this, right? If you know my story at all, like, I was the girl who had PE first block, which I think was terrible because what grade 11 girl, grade 10 girl, grade 9 girl wants to go to school and be sweaty first thing and then sit in class sweaty all day long when you're already self-conscious about your weird hair, your acne, your braces, and now I stink, right? And so I actually used to show up for PE, for gym class, like 20 to 30 minutes late every day because they used to make us do this run around the school driveway and I would get so stinky and sweaty and I had a class 5 minutes after PE ended and it was not enough time to shower. So I just showed up late. And honestly, like, I'm a straight A student through high school and all the way to university. PE, I took a C+. I was like, give me the C+, because it was like a social thing at the time. So I was not the girl that was naturally into exercise. My parents didn't exercise. It was something I had to learn on my own and fall in love with. And for me, falling in love with it really meant understanding it. And you know, on this podcast, I am all about understanding things on a deep level. Understanding why we do things, not just go do this thing. Because the way my brain works and the way yours works, if you're probably listening to this podcast right now, is if I understand why, now that makes sense why I will do that. Like, my brain needs that. And so on this episode today, I'm going to be breaking down a bunch of the guidelines and rules when it comes to strength training so that you can really maximize your results when it comes to strength training, right? And if we're talking about strength training, it's also known as resistance training, right? And it's a type of exercise that involves using your muscles and working against resistance, like weights and barbells and bands and stuff like that, right? It's lifting more than it is usually what is your body weight. Although for some people, heck, body weight does work, especially if you're starting out. Body weight can be super hard, especially in exercises like lunges and push-ups and pull-ups, right? So basically, you're doing more than what your body is capable of. Like, you're asking it to get stronger, right? And I honestly think strength training is something that I would recommend all entrepreneurs take part in. Like, all people actually, but this podcast is for entrepreneurs, so I'm gonna make it specific, right? And I'm gonna give you a couple reasons why, because you know I love connecting it, giving you context. Like, why does this matter in your life and your health and your business, right? Well, number one, let's talk about like mental resilience, right? When you strength train and you go into that gym, you, if you're first doing it, it's scary as hell. You don't know what to do with any of the equipment. Everything looks weird. You feel like everyone's staring at you. Like, resilience, right? And picking up heavy things, right? Building that physical and mental strength, fostering discipline, right? Resilience, vitality. You have to navigate those challenges of like figuring out a new machine and overcoming your self-doubt and your conversations in your head. Oh my gosh, I don't feel like I belong here. I stand out. Everyone's looking at me, right? Mental resilience is needed in entrepreneurship and it's needed in the gym. The second reason is that strength training increases your energy and productivity. What more could we ask for, right? Like, regular strength training boosts energy levels and cognitive function, right? It actually helps you to grow the neuroplasticity in your brain. And this leads to increases in productivity and sharper focus throughout the day. Third reason, better stress management. I've said it before, when you sign up for entrepreneurship, it is a roller coaster. There is always a link breaking, something going wrong with a team member. It is, you're signing up for stress. And so your ability to be resilient and handle that stress is going to make you a better entrepreneur. Well, the nice thing about strength training is it really helps you relieve stress, like especially weight training. There is nothing more satisfying than picking up a heavy set of dumbbells and doing a set that makes you feel just a little bit uncomfortable, right? And it triggers that release of endorphins. Like, when you finish a good strength training session, like, you feel on top of the world. Like, this morning I did a leg day and it was hard and I thought my heart was gonna jump out of my throat. But man, at the end of that, I was like, dang, I feel so good. Like, I just, it's how I want to show up. I especially do strength training days on the days that I see clients and go on my group coaching calls because I want to be extra present. I want to be in a great mood. And this really helps me with that, right? Those endorphins, they make me feel better. They relieve stress, right? And then last thing, Strength training is so good for your long-term health, right? It reduces your risk of like chronic diseases, right? And this is the thing, like if you want to be in business long-term, you have to be around long-term and you want to be healthy long-term. And if you want to pursue your goals with energy and vigor, you need to be able to be in a healthy body that supports that. And so I love strength training for all of these reasons. And not only that, like if I'm might be so bold, I kind of feel like a badass when I work out. And if you know me in real life or you worked with me, I'm not a badass at all. I'm actually, you know, quite straight edge. But something about like listening to music really loud, maybe I have a hat backwards, like I really feel like I could take on the world. So let's jump into this conversation and let's start it off with this. When you're going into strength training and this conversation, honestly, if you're a seasoned strength trainer or weightlifter or strength trainer, and this might be a review, you might learn some things new. If you're brand new, there's lots of great information in here. Or if you know, if you've just been starting, there's some really good ways to help you refine what you're doing. And I think the most important thing is we need to really assess, like, what are we here for? What are we training for? Because there is a difference in whether you're training for aesthetics, whether you're training for strength, whether you're training for health, or your longevity, right? So we really want to get clear on that goal and understand like, okay, I know what I'm training for. So I'm curious, what are you training for? Because for me right now, I'm in a phase of life where I'm just training for health and longevity. Like I want to have the muscle mass so that I can walk and do hikes and play with my kids. I also want to look good, right? And so I'm really conscious of these goals. So let's start with step one. And I think we do need to start with step one here because I think this is something we like to jump over. And I'm going to put a little bit of a warning here. Entrepreneurs, many of us are perfectionists. And what that basically means is we've decided we're going to work out. And so what we do is we put 5 1-hour workouts a week on the goal list or 4. And then we really struggle getting all of those in because we have such a busy schedule and we try to cram 4 workouts in without deprioritizing and taking other stuff off of our agenda and our busy schedule. And it gets really overwhelming, right? This is actually why if you were to work with me in my program and you're like, hey, I really want to do a workout program, what I'd actually recommend is that you just start with your steps. And I know this is a little anticlimactic, but I would rather have you do 6,000 to 7,000 steps per day and no workouts, then 3 workouts a week and be completely sedentary the rest of the time. So that is where I'd honestly ask of you to start. I'll link this in the description, but if you go and check out episode 68 of this podcast, Becoming Limitless, I did an episode with a celebrity personal trainer, Jordan Syatt, and it's called The Entrepreneur's Workout Guide. And one of the things we agreed on was that mastering a basic daily activity level, a step count, movement, this is going to far supersede your workouts. Now, of course, they are both important, but if you're looking at like which one is the most important, I would just say getting out of your chair, regular activity is going to be so much more important than strength. And strength training is great, don't get me wrong, but if we're like strength training 45 minutes twice a week and completely sedentary the rest, we're not going to enjoy the full health benefits of it, right? Okay, so go check out that episode. It's a great conversation. We talk a little bit about the strength training stuff in this, but I'm really going to get nitty gritty with the strength training guidelines and rules here. So what would we do next? Let's say you have a base of steps down and you want to start strength training. Well, honestly, my recommendation, and this is why I called this strength training rules for entrepreneurs, is because our schedules are full. Most of us have kids. And if you don't, you probably have a dog that needs to be walked or a parent that needs to be cared for. Like we've got a lot on the schedule. So what we don't have time for is all those workouts, even though we think it's the perfect schedule. So instead, what I recommend, honestly, 2 to 3, probably 3 would be ideal, 20 to 30 minute full body strength training sessions a week. 20 to 30 minute full body strength training sessions a week. Now I'm going to start breaking that down, what that means, but that I'd say would be a great goal as like a, hey, I'm taking care of my body, I'm getting my steps in. Absolutely fantastic goal to start. So I'm going to go through some really common guidelines and questions. And first we're going to talk about splitting up your workouts. And this is a question I get all the time. And what I mean by splitting out workouts is, should I do upper body one day, lower body the next? Should I do shoulders and arms and legs and calves? Like, you know, those are called splits, training splits. You split apart all of your muscle groups into different workouts. We've heard of those, like an arms day, a leg day, right? So splitting up your workouts can be a very effective way to target muscle groups. And if you're allowing for the proper muscle recovery time. Like, it can be very effective. However, it may not be best for the average person. Like, I find if you're splitting up your workouts, it usually means it's because you are in the gym 5 or more days per week, right? The only other benefit I can see to splitting up your workouts like that is it can help to prevent boredom, right? And the risk of overtraining, because maybe you're only doing arms twice a week or something like that. But it really depends on how many days you're working out. So I'm going to be giving you a little bit of a guideline as to if you only have 1 day to work out per week, this is what I would do. 2 days, this is what I would do. Okay. So the first principle that I need you to understand is that if you work a muscle group one time a week, it will maintain the muscle strength and size. So let's say, we'll just do bicep curls because everyone knows what a bicep curl is and it works on your biceps, right? So if you did bicep curls and you only worked your biceps 1 day per week, you would maintain the strength and muscle mass you have now. If you want to grow the shape of your muscles so that you have more definition in your arms, more definition in your legs, more definition in your back, if you want to grow the size or the strength of that muscle, you want to get stronger, you want to do more pull-ups, you want to do more squats, whatever it is, more push-ups, you need to do at least 2 to 3 workouts per week that hit that muscle group. This is what is going to cause it to grow, okay? So if you just want to maintain once a week on that muscle group, if you want to grow, you want to add some volume, you want to add some shape, you want to add some strength, then you want to look at doing at least 2 to 3 times per week on that specific muscle group. All right. So here's how it shakes out. If you were doing one strength training workout per week, hands down, do a full body. Because if you're only going to be strength training once a week, I want you maintaining the muscle mass you have. Not only like does it have all the benefits that I gave you at the top of the episode, but like, when I'm 80, when I'm 90, I want to be able to get up and down off the couch without having to pull myself up. I want to be able to get up and down off the floor easily. And for that, you need muscle mass. So as we age, we do lose muscle mass, right? But you don't have to lose it at such a rapid rate. I really want to enforce how important it is to maintain the muscle mass that you do have now. And so what that looks like is at least doing one full body strength training session a week. Now, if you're like, hey, Tanessa, I actually was going to do 2 strength training sessions per week. Fantastic. Do 2 full body workouts because you are now hitting, when I say full body, by the way, I should say, you are hitting every muscle on the body. You are hitting your chest, you are hitting your legs, you're hitting your arm, you're hitting your back, you're hitting your glutes, right? Every muscle on the body. So if you are doing 2 days a week, you are going to do a full body on day one and a full body on day two. And the benefits of this are that you get that opportunity to work that muscle twice a week, which means you give it the opportunity to grow, right? Remember, twice a week or more on a muscle group gives it the opportunity to grow. Now, here's the thing. When you get to that point of working out 3 days a week, you can do 3 full body days a week. Like, it doesn't have to be complicated. You don't have to really get overwhelmed by the idea of splitting it up into like abs and legs and back and shoulders. You can. But for the most part, most clients that I have worked with, 3 days per week of full body workouts is absolutely fantastic. Now, if you do want to split it up, here's how I would do it. I would do 3 days a week, 1 full body workout, and then 1 where you're just working the upper body and 1 where you're just working the low body. What this does is it still allows you to get that 2-hit stimulus on each muscle, allowing it to grow. All right. So reiterate that. If you're working out once or twice a week, you only need to do full body workouts. This is the most effective way to strength train. If you are working out 3 times a week, either hit 3 full body, or you can do full body on one day and split it between upper body strength training exercises on one day and lower on the other. Wait just a second. If you're seeking that edge in energy and focus that will boost your brain into peak performance so you can get more work done in less time, well, I've got the perfect toolkit for you. My top 12 biohacks are all bundled into one handy playbook for entrepreneurs called 12 Ways to Biohack Your Energy. With it, you can empower your daily routines, eliminate brain fog, and elevate the energy in your mornings. If you want to grab it for free, click the link in the show notes. Now, if we're getting into more days, like 4+ days per week, this is when you may want to start switching it up. And how this might look is you do 2 days of upper body exercises and 2 days of lower body exercises. That way, you're still hitting each muscle group 2 times. But honestly, 3 full body workouts a week is plenty, especially if you're doing, 30-minute workouts. This is fantastic. Add a warm-up to the beginning, a cool-down and a stretch at the end. You are going to be getting a highly effective workout. But 4 days, like I said, if you want to do two upper, two lower, you can do two full body and then one upper, one lower. It's really just thinking like, how many times a week am I getting that same muscle group? Does that make sense? So this is what I would answer to the question like, well, what do I do for split workouts? Like, how do I split it up? So then naturally, when you start getting more and more workouts, what you don't want to end up happening is having a workout back to back with a workout that works the same muscles. So let's say you did a leg workout on Thursday. You would not want to do a workout that involves your legs the next day because it does not give you adequate time for that muscle group to recover. Remember this, the strength and the muscle definition that you build is not actually built in the workout. It is built in the recovery. So during the workout, your muscle fibers are actually broken down. And it is in that breaking down process that can create the soreness that you feel the day after, right? Well, it needs to recover before you go and hit it with another workout. If you do not recover properly, then you're really not maximizing the effectiveness of your workout. And let me just say, can I put a plug in for sleep here? Sleep, specifically during deep sleep, you release a hormone called human growth hormone. Human growth hormone is actually responsible for all the benefits you get during your workout. It makes you stronger, it helps your muscles heal. And if you are sacrificing sleep, you are not getting enough, you are not getting deep sleep, honestly, stop what you're doing. Go and fix your sleep before you worry about your workouts. Like, I feel like we really like the sexiness of like, ooh, a new diet or a new exercise program. But if you're not even recovering during your sleep, what's the point in doing all these workouts, right? So I highly recommend get your deep sleep in order. Find a way, get an Oura ring, get something to track your sleep. Make sure you're getting at least 60 to 90 minutes of deep sleep every night over at least 7.5 hours of time spent asleep. You need to be recovering effectively during sleep. Now, also having said that, it does matter how many days are between your workouts. So we said we don't want to put two workouts using the same muscles back to back. So you wouldn't want to do a full body on a Thursday and a full body on a Friday. So my rule of thumb is to keep at least 48 hours between resistance training the same muscle groups if possible. Because like I said, our schedules can get a little wild sometimes. We've got kids, we've got all the things, and sometimes it just needs to shake out like that. It's not the end of the world, but I would not intentionally plan it to be 2 days back to back. I like to keep that 48 hours. So example, if I'm doing two full body workouts a week, I might do it on Monday and Thursday or Tuesday and Saturday. If I'm doing three full body workouts a week, remember full body hits every muscle in the body, Tuesday, Thursday, Sunday. Do you see how they have that little bit of time to recover in between each? Now, this doesn't mean you don't work out at all during those days, but maybe you go for a walk, maybe you do power yoga, maybe you do a hike, right? Maybe you go for a run, do other things on those days that allow your muscles to not have to be put under that load that is causing them to break down. You really want that recovery, right? Now, what is actually going to make our muscles change during strength training? Well, that is reaching something called momentary muscular fatigue, all right? Let's just shorten it and call it fatigue. So if you are working out and let's say you're doing a bicep curl, you want to get to the point in each set of exercises. So a set refers to how many repetitions you're doing at once. So if I do 10 bicep curls, I am doing 10 repetitions in one set. So during that set, I want to get to the point where by that 10th repetition, my bicep becomes so tired that it can't do one more rep with good form. All right? If I don't want to have to crank out some crazy looking bicep curl where I'm arching my back, like that's not what we want. If I'm keeping proper form, my core is engaged, my shoulders over my hips, I'm doing my bicep curls, I want to get to the point during at least two out of my three sets where I am hitting fatigue. I can't finish. Because if you are getting to the end of your exercise sets and you're like, okay, 10 and I'm done and I could probably do 11 or 12 or 13, you are not going to be stimulating the muscle to adapt. The only way muscles adapt and grow stronger and they grow in size is if you give it a reason to. So if you're always lifting something for 10 that you can do for 10 reps, You're not going to grow the same way you would as if you do your 10 reps and you can't make it to 10 on your second or your third set. You have to allow your arms and your muscles that you're working to reach fatigue, because this level of fatigue is necessary for muscle growth and strength gains. So if in your strength training sessions, you are not like, oh my gosh, I can't do another rep, at least for every exercise you're doing, you are probably doing yourself a disservice. So start really allowing yourself to get uncomfortable and push to that area of fatigue. Now, when you reach fatigue will have a lot to do with how many reps you're doing. Now, this is hotly debated, and I'm going to give you what I have found to work for me. So answering the question, like, how many repetitions should I do? Like, there's a whole field that's like, yes, you should do 20 to 25 reps of everything. And then you get the power lifters who are like, do 3 to 5 reps of everything. And then you get some people who are like, lift everything in one rep as much as you can, right? And keep in mind, my recommendations are going to be for the average entrepreneur who spends a lot of the day at the desk, and they really just want to focus on building a little more muscle, general health overall, and we're not looking to be power lifters. We're not looking to be body lookers. We're not looking to be bodybuilders. We just want to feel good in our body, and we want to look good too. So the number of repetitions, so remember that's times you do an exercise, and the weight used will depend on your fitness goal. Now, I'm going to say this, and this might rub you the wrong way, and I'm sorry if it does, but this is my experience and what I have found to be true in a career that is 16 years into the fitness industry. Booty bands, those little ones you wrap around your knees, and body weight exercises, unless you're doing like max pull-ups or push-ups are very hard or you are very new, those type of exercises are usually not going to be enough to cause muscular adaptation and growth, right? Because it's very hard to reach the level of fatigue that needs to happen with those bands. Yes, you'll reach fatigue, but it's like at 25, 30 reps. And I'm not saying, if this is what you love and you feel good doing it, have at it. I'm talking about more from the perspective of like wanting to grow a stable base of muscle to have longevity and health, all right? So this is what I'm going for. I'm going for a little bit into the muscle shape. But in general, if you see an athlete on Instagram or on YouTube and they have this big butt and you're like, I want their butt, because we've all been in that stage before, and they are showing you a workout video where they're using this tiny booty band, I'm gonna tell you right now, that was not how they got their butt. They did not get their butt with that band. They did not get those defined arms and the triceps and the nice legs doing light work like that. It's just a fact. And this is something that's really interesting, because I, having been in the fitness industry so long, we walk this interesting line as fitness influencers of like wanting to create the content that your audience wants, but also knowing what they need. And as a personal trainer, people want the booty bands. They want the fad workouts. They want the Blogilates or the Pilates, whatever those. There was a girl on YouTube, I think it's Blogilates. I don't know. Anyways, where they just kind of bounce their arms around in the air. Like, this is not what is going to get you the result that you want. And like I said, they're walking that line between like, this is what people click on versus this is what you really need. Like the same with the Peloton instructors that I follow. Like the workouts that are on the Peloton app are amazing, but they're not going to get the big butt, the big shoulders, the defined arms that I know that the instructor has, because I also follow the instructors on Instagram and they're doing like 200 pound squats, big deadlifts, right? And so I think it's just really good to know. And this again, also, and I hate to say this because a lot of people won't love this, yoga is not strength training. And sometimes I will ask clients like, what do you want to do for strength training? And they'll be like, power yoga. And I do power yoga, and I can tell you power yoga is not strength training. It is a body weight resistance training, which means you have your body and you're having to work your muscles because you're standing up. But I would not call that resistance training in terms of getting the results of actually creating healthy muscle mass. Okay, so yoga is good for mobility, it's good for balance, it's good for flexibility, and it's good for like holding like deep lunges, like if you were doing like a warrior two or a runner's lunge in yoga, right? That is what it is good for. It is good for adding balance and well-rounded natures to workouts. However, if you're really wanting to change the shape of your body, yoga, in my opinion, it just isn't it. I do yoga, but I don't have the expectation that it's going to create the result of really toned arms, toned abs, losing body fat, any of that. It's really just more from my mental space. So having said that, let's go back to this question of, should I use lightweight? Should I use heavyweights? We know my feelings on most bodyweight training. And by that, I mean like air squats and booty bands and stuff like that. If you want to build strength and if you want to build muscle mass, and when I say muscle mass, I got to also say this. Muscle mass and muscle tone are the same thing. So if you're hearing when I say build muscle mass and you are turned off by that term, I need you to know that it is synonymous with tone. Muscles are always toned, right? There is no such thing as a not toned muscle. Tone is a word that is used to feminize strength training and make it seem more accessible to people that are intimidated by weight training. However, muscles are always toned. If you are doing a toning exercise, you are doing a strength exercise. If you want to see toned muscles, what you are looking for is the result of a larger muscle mass. That's actually what you're looking for, and a leaner body fat on top. Does that make sense? So if you're hearing me say build muscle mass, you're like, I don't know if I want that. Trust me, if you want to be toned, you want to build muscle mass. So you just let those mental associations go. You want muscle mass. Trust me. Any, if you've ever looked at anyone's arms and are like, I love her arms or I like his legs, it's because they have muscle mass. It's not because they are toned, because muscles are always toned, right? Even if you don't work out, that's just the natural nature of them. So let's go back. How many reps should I do? Lift heavy weights, lift light weights. So if you want to build strength and muscle mass, it's recommended to use heavier weights, and perform fewer repetitions. So 3 to 12. All right. Now endurance and lighter weights are recommended. Lightweights, like I'm talking like the booty bands and the air, the body weight stuff, those are good for developing endurance. So if you want to be able to do something for a long time, yes, do body weight, yes, do booty bands, yes, hold yoga poses. That is good for building the endurance of the muscle, but it will not necessarily build strength. So when I talk about lighter weights and endurance, that's like 15, 20, 25 reps. If you're wanting to build that strength, I do recommend you sit in the 3 to 12 rep range. Now, it's also important when I talk about this, I don't mean doing 8 reps and banging them out like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, right? I don't mean it that way. What I mean when I talk about repetitions is time under tension is controlled movements. So I always used to play this game with myself. I liked to be the slowest weightlifter in the gym. And it worked so well for me. And I would do 4 seconds for each repetition. So like if you're listening on the podcast right now, imagine me doing a bicep curl where I'm lifting the weight and counting 1,000, 2,000, and then on the way down, 1,000, 2,000. And I would do my 8 reps or my 10 reps or my 12 reps at this speed. Because believe it or not, when you're focused on strength, or you're focused on growing muscle, or you're focused on endurance, it doesn't actually have to do with the number of reps you do. It has to do with how long the reps take before you hit fatigue. So generally, if you are fatiguing before 20 seconds, you are building strength. If you are fatiguing between, so let's say 20 seconds and 45 to 60 seconds, you are building muscle size. And if you are fatiguing after 60 seconds, you are building muscle endurance so you can hold things for a long time, right? So if I'm wanting to build muscle size, I want to make sure that my muscles are fatiguing between 20 seconds and about a minute. Now, why do we even count reps then? Well, because that's how humans' brains work, and it's so much easier to count reps. But think about this. If I do 10 repetitions and they each take 4 seconds, that's 40 seconds. That puts me right in the range of growing muscle. So if I count 1,000, 2,000 as I lift a dumbbell in a bicep curl and I drop it 1,000, 2,000 and I do that 10 times, and by that last rep, I'm hitting muscle fatigue, this is where you start to see results. So it's in these nuances. Are we making sense here? I know I'm throwing a lot back at you. So I would love, like, if you're learning a lot and you find this interesting, like, listen to it again. Listen to this episode again. There's a whole bunch of nuggets in here for you to listen to. So a couple more questions. How long should I work out for? right? Like we talked at 20 to 30 minutes at the beginning being very good. I feel that in my experience, having gone through many seasons of fitness and coached many, many people through this, you can get a banging workout in 30 minutes if you just work. If you focus on, I'm here, I'm going to work out, and I'm out. I find that if you are at the point where you are taking 1.5, 2 hours to do your workout, you are likely, sacrificing the amount of effort that you could be putting into there. You are missing out on the efficiency with which you can work out. Because honestly, and I've written programs for clients, you can get a kick-ass workout in just 45 minutes, in just 30 minutes, in just 20 minutes. It depends on how intentional your time is. So if you sit on the ground or on the bench, scrolling your phone, taking pictures between your sets, yes, it's going to take forever. So I always like to think, like, it's going to depend on your fitness level as well. So when you start out a 20-minute workout, perfect. Like, there's nothing wrong with 20-minute workouts. The only reason that we ever think 60-minute workouts are the rule is because if you go to a fitness class, they're an hour. If you get a personal training session, they're an hour. Like, that is such an antiquated way of thinking about working out. I'm more looking at what is your output in a given time, okay? So do not judge yourself if you're like, 20 minutes is all I got time for. Don't think that that is not enough and quit. Okay, 20 minutes, you can get a really good workout in 20 minutes. You can hit all the muscle groups. You can, you know, finish having a go on great day. You got a great mood. It's awesome, right? So if you're a beginner and if you love it, then heck, work up to 30 minutes, work up to 45 minutes, right? Build your capacity. Don't feel like you have to start at, you know, an hour and a half to work out just because that's what all the online workouts are, right? So a typical resistance training in general, once you're past the new phase, usually lasts between 30 and 60 minutes. And this will include your warm up, both your, you know, you're on the elliptical, you're on the treadmill, getting your heart rate up, your joint specific movements. So maybe you're doing some arm circles, maybe you're doing some torso rotations, maybe you're doing some air squats, get the body moving. You got your workout and then you have your stretch at the end or your cool down, right? All of that together in and out of the gym in at most 60 minutes. And if it takes you longer than that, I want you to just pause for a moment and question your intensity. And if you are using your time as effectively as possible. Now, keep in mind, these recommendations are for entrepreneurs who have a lot on their schedule and just want to be healthy and maybe, you know, get a little bit of muscle mass and look good. If you are trying to be a power lifter, trust me, your workouts will need to be longer because you need longer breaks between repetitions. When I used to power lift, I was in the gym 2 or 3 hours at a time because you lift everything you got for 3 reps and then you need a 2 to 3 minute rest. That's just how that works. So this is for that general population. Now, last thing I want to address on here, and it kind of goes along with that conversation that we just had on, I want to look toned. There's no such thing as toned. It's if you are concerned about getting bulky, right? If you're like, I don't know. I don't really want to have all this bulky muscle all the time. Here's a couple mindset shifts I want to give you. When we see someone who has a lot of muscle and we consider what bulky looks like, it's usually not because we have too much muscle. It's because we have muscle with a layer of body fat on top that is giving it a bulky appearance. And here's the analogy that I've always given clients. Imagine that your body is a muscle, your whole body, and you put on a big puffy winter parka, right? Now you'll look bulky, right? Because you have this big puffy parka on top of you. And the parka is similar to like a layer of body fat. If you want to see the shape of the body and the muscle underneath, you have to take off the parka, right? So that is the equivalent to taking off a layer of body fat. So if you're feeling like, if I put on muscle, I might look bulky. It may just be because you have built up muscle with a layer of body fat on top. So depending on the level of aesthetic that you're going for, it may just mean reducing a little bit of the body fat on top, but it is not strength training that is going to make you bulky, right? Second thing, putting on muscle mass is not easy. It takes years of dedicated resistance training multiple times a week. Keep in mind, I trained as a bodybuilder. I did the fitness competitions, right? It took me years and I never thought I was big enough. I always wanted more muscle. It took forever. So if you are worried that in 2 months you're going to be too bulky, or in a year you're going to be too bulky, I would love to meet someone who put on muscle at such a fast rate that they were alarmed by it. Trust me, it is such a slow process. And get this, like if you ever do reach the point where you look in the mirror and you're like, this is a little more muscle than I'd actually like, and you want to slow down or reduce your muscle mass, this is so easy to do. And I will tell you this, if you've ever seen a photo of me before I had kids and after I had kids and the amount of muscle mass that I lost from just the years of not being able to lift super heavy because I was pregnant or I was postpartum or I was, you know, with babies all the time, it is muscle is so hard to maintain. You have to eat to maintain it. You have to work out a certain way to maintain it. And if you don't, it goes away really fast. So you are likely not going to get bulky. And if for some reason you're like, hey, this is a little bit more than I'm comfortable with right now, just reduce your training by half. And I promise you that muscle that you worked hard for will slip away. And this is just coming from so many years of experience. And, you know, I don't want you to fear going into the gym. I don't want you to fear being bulky because that just is likely not a realistic thing. And you know what? I think to wrap up this, I've talked about all the main points I want to talk about. I think I just want to add one little fun story to help with your perseverance, because the biggest objection I get around strength training with clients is I don't feel comfortable going into the gym. Everyone knows what they're doing. They're going to look at me. I'm going to use some equipment. I'm going to look like a dummy. I've heard it all. And I have been there. I remember the very first time I decided to step out of the classes, because I used to go to classes at Good Life Fitness. And I was a class bunny. Like I'd be in there 5 days a week and I loved it. And then I decided, you know what? I want to start strength training. I want to start building my body. So I stepped out and I remember looking at all the machines, and I knew that in the classes that I did, they did this kind of movement. And if I know you can't see me right now, but I'm doing kind of like a bench press exercise. And I wanted to go and do that with the big weights. And so I walked up to this machine and I was like, this looks like the one for that. And I kind of put a bench in place and I took the bar off the rack to go do this same movement. And I heard this bang. And I was like, oh dear, what was that? Turns out I was in the squat rack trying to do a bench press, which, I mean, you can do it, but only if it's set up properly. And I heard this loud bang and I was like, oh my gosh. I like ran my way all the way back into the group fit room. I was like, I'm not ready for it. And so what really helped me become confident was going with someone who knew what they were doing, or at least just going with someone else who was willing to goof up with you together, but at least you could be together and laugh about it, right? There's something about being in the gym alone where even though I'm going to be honest, nobody cares what you're doing. No one's looking at you. I promise you that. It feels like it. It really feels like they're judging you and what you're wearing and how you look and how much you're lifting and your form. And it really can feel like that sometimes. But I want you to know, as someone who has been in the gym a long time, we're not. Nobody is looking at you with judgment. If anything, when I see people in the gym, I'm like, heck yeah, look at you go. You made it in here. Good job, right? And just remember, people are so tied up in their own head and what they're doing that they don't think about other people. They're so busy looking at themselves in the mirror and wondering if people are looking at them. So embrace the willingness to fail, to make the loud noise on the machine, or heck, go in with a friend. For me, it was my university boyfriend that I went in and he taught me how to use the stuff. And then you start to get comfortable and familiar and you build on that, right? So don't feel discouraged. This is something you can do. If you don't want to do it at the gym, do it at home. I do all my workouts at home now. I've bought all the equipment. I love doing it at home. It's easy. I can do it with kids upstairs. So there's so many ways to make it work. If you would love another episode on like, okay, I got it, reps, sets, how many workouts a week, like the strength training rules, great. If you would like an episode where I actually talk about like, okay, well, here's what I would do if I was brand new. Here's the apps that I subscribe to. Definitely reach out to me on Instagram. DM me. I'm at Tanessa Shears. I'm trying to be off Instagram a little bit these days, but I do make sure to check into my DMs, I would say 3 to 4 times a week just to say hi. But again, I'm really glad that you've hung out with me today on the podcast. I always love talking this fitness stuff with you guys. I get to geek out. Like, keep in mind, this is my career. It's my passion. I went to school for it. I taught it. Like, I love this. So thank you so much for always lending me your ear, letting me know you listened to the episode, for your ratings and reviews on Spotify and Apple iTunes. Like, oh my gosh, reading those melts my heart. I feel so honored. It motivates me to do these episodes. If you love this episode, can you go and leave a 5-star review and just say like what you loved about it, what you love about the podcast, or any suggestion? Like, I'm open to feedback. So thank you so much for your time and for listening to this. If you're watching on YouTube, don't forget to hit subscribe, click like, and leave a comment with how long you've been strength training before, or are you new to the game? Have a beautiful week, and I'll talk to you next time. Bye. Hey, if you love listening to this podcast, then you have to come check out my coaching program, Becoming Limitless. Together, we'll build a sustainable system for your health that is based in science and data that fits seamlessly into your busy schedule. Join me over at TanessaShears.com/becoming limitless. I'll see you there.